Blog Talk Radio.
I'm future focused, cause I look in the mirror. 2020 vision, see myself more clearer. Face trials and many errors, but Lord, you never let me down. And for that, notice I'm better now. Even when the folks wanted to kill me out, fear had to go, so they worry and doubt. I bounce back, you can't kill me out.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I am your host, Michelle G. And just to throw a disclaimer out there, I do not own the rights to that song. That is my girl, Zion, who was on the show a few months ago with her song, Whole Life. You guys need to check her out. She is awesome. She's a great inspiration to the younger generation. She has a voice for the younger generation. So check her out. Again, that was Zion with Whole Life. All right. I'm going to go ahead and jump in. I don't have a guest tonight. And if you can tell, my voice is a little bit raspy because I was battling with my voice and my sinuses again this week, but I refused not to show up. I told you guys last week that I was going to show up every week, even if it's for 5 minutes. I've been dealing with this thing with my throat for the whole year. So I think I finally admitted to myself, and you all know that I hate doctors, hate going to doctors, but I'm going to have to go to a ear, nose, and throat doctor. Usually I would deal with my sinuses like during the allergy season, and that would be it, but now it's year-round, and I know I need to get it checked out. As much as I hate to, I'm going to have to. So forgive me for my voice tonight, and if I have to cough a little bit, please forgive me, but I wanted to make sure that I showed up in this space tonight because I want to be consistent this year. So with all that said, by way of announcements, I'll get that out in the beginning so I won't forget at the end of the show. My book is still on sale, Baggage, Drop the Weight. You can purchase that on Big Cartel. It's Michelle, GEE.bigcartel.com. You can go and purchase the book. It's $15, $18 if I have to ship it. And I cannot tell you how God has been blessing those who have read it. I've had a number of people to come back and tell me that, you know, they really love the book. They had to go back and read it again. I had one person to come to me today. A coworker actually came to me today and let me know that they've read my book twice because I told you it wasn't long and it wasn't meant to be long. It was just meant to be effective. And she told me that she read my book twice and now she's going back a third time to read it because there's things she needs to write down. And that was the purpose of the book. And I just simply, to God be the glory, because that's why it was written. I've had a number of people to come back and I take no glory for myself, but all glory belongs to God because he allowed me to write it. And it is serving the purpose that it was written for, to help people realize things that they've been carrying that they shouldn't have to carry. And with that being said, you know, I have coming up the book tour. I'll be announcing that goes along with the book tour, when I'm going to have, what dates I'm going to have, what cities I'm going to be in, and when I'm going to have the panel discussion. That's going to be real good because it's going to be raw, uncut, just real talk. You can ask me what you need to ask me at that point. We can talk about, discuss whatever we want to talk about, baggage. Maybe there's some baggage that you've been carrying that isn't in the book and you want to discuss it. And if there's nothing else, people who know me know that I'm real. I know no other way to be. So it'll be a real discussion, no holds barred. So, you know, look out, and I'll be announcing that when that date is set. Also, I have coming up January 22nd. If you want to go on my Facebook page, Michelle Gerald, and I also posted on the Sis page, you guys, I have on February 22nd, I am having my 2-year anniversary celebration and my official book launch right here in the city of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the Train Depot from 7 to 10. It's an all-white party, and you guys, is going to be lit. I have some spoken word artists coming in. I have someone with a soulful voice that's going to sing some neo-soul. I have a DJ who is lit, and I got you guys, tickets are only $15. So look for the advertisement on my Facebook page. That's Michelle Gerald's Facebook page. You guys, you don't want to miss this celebration. It is going to be a celebration of all celebrations. So now that I got all the announcements out the way, I want to talk about my subject that I want to talk about tonight. It is tough love, the pain of leaving them behind. This subject, this was not what I intended to talk about tonight, but I was faced with a situation today that hit home. And it ties in, honestly, with my book as well, because I've asked God, Lord, why did you allow me to write this book? And for authors out there and those who are aspiring to be authors, you do realize, and this is something that I realized, that when you write a book, you are the first partaker. That book, if you look at it, is something that you've dealt with, something you have experienced, or something that God wants you to look at and take a second look at in yourself about, that you may need to work on, or he's trying to bring you through. You're the first partaker. I was trying to find another way to say it, but there is no other way to say it. And that's what I have found out about this book. This book, I am the first partaker, because I wrote it from a standpoint of me dropping baggage in the situations that I've had to drop baggage in my life. And there are others. But since writing the book, since it's been published and people have been reading it, I have been faced with those same areas. I won't say the same exact situations, but it's in the same areas that I wrote about. I've had to face those same situations. And I'm talking about it tonight, and I need to slow down because I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, and I don't want to stumble over my words and stuff. And when I get excited, I stutter a little bit. And I don't know if you guys have noticed that about me, but I do. I stutter a little bit when I get nervous. But I'm imagining that that's part of the reason why God allowed me to have this platform to talk, because it's something that I have dealt with for years and never really acknowledged it up until now. You know, this is my first time really acknowledging the fact that when I get excited about something or upset about something, I do stutter a little bit. So, but it's all good, because it's all a part of me. And like I said, this platform is a no judgment platform. This platform is a platform where I can just be myself and allow the guests to be themselves. So I'm going to slow it down a little bit. I was faced today with a situation that hit my heart. It brought tears to my eyes because it dealt with someone that's close to me, really close to me, somebody that I would go to the ends of the earth for. I have always gone to the ends of the earth for. And today I had to not say no, but I just had to not acknowledge what was being inadvertently asked of me. Now, I know that's a little bit vague, and it's only because I don't want to call out names or anything, because this situation is really sensitive. But what I will say is the topic tonight, tough love, when you have to leave them behind, what that means and what I'm talking about is this could be family, this could be your children, this could be, you know, just a close friend. When you have to leave them behind, sometimes, and we do this a lot with our children, we do this a lot with our family members, and that was a situation that I faced today, was with someone in my family that I love deeply, but I had to, not that I'm leaving them behind, because they're always going to be there, and I can own, but I've come to a point in my life, and I want some of you all to come to a place in your life that you realize that when God is trying to get you somewhere, you can't take everybody with you. You have to drop that baggage. And it doesn't mean that you don't love them. It just means that where you're going, you can't have that weight weighing you down. Because if you continue to carry that weight and try to get where you're going, you never get there. You never get there. And the tough love part comes in is when you have to say, and this you can relate to, because sometimes even with our children, they want things, they ask for things, and you want to give it to them. You want to, because you always want to provide for your children. You always want to, you know, be that one for, be there for them. But we have to learn that there are consequences for every choice. And sometimes when they don't make the right choice, we have to, as much as it hurts us, we have to, and this is the tough love part, we have to let them learn from the consequences of that choice they made. It hurts. It hurts. And as mothers and as fathers sometimes, and I use mothers mostly because we are the nurturers. We love to nurture. We love to go behind and we love to fix little things when things go wrong, or when we see things going wrong without even saying anything, we be back there dibbling and dabbling in it and trying to fix it. But there comes a time that you even have to leave that behind. And you know, and it hurts. It hurts because you don't want to tell them no. You don't want to walk away from them. But they're never going to learn that lesson unless you do. I was faced with that today. And I was also faced with a family member that is going through something. And this is hard, and I'm being transparent here because this may help someone. They're going through something. And you ever had to deal with someone who keeps doing the same thing over and over again, but then they expect to get a different result? Now, although, and my son pointed this out to me the other night, that that's not the definition of insanity, because we Googled it. As I joke about it in the house, I would say Google it, because you know the generation today, the first thing they say is, well, you know what, Google it. So in Googling it, that wasn't the definition of it. But so my answer and response to him letting me know that that wasn't the Google definition for it, I said it may not be the definition for it, but if you think about it, it does make sense. Because a lot of times we say things and we say it so much that we think that, you know, we just naturally just become nature, and we think, okay, we've said it so much and we've heard it so much over our lifetime that we just assume that, okay, you know what, it just becomes that, oh, well, that must be the definition for it because we've said it so much. Well, in this case, it wasn't the definition for it, but like I said back to him was, it may not be the definition for it, but if you think about it, it's really smart, because if you keep doing the same thing, how do you expect for anything to change? If it didn't work the first time you did it that way, and it didn't work the second time you did it that way, and it didn't work the third time you did it that way, then it stands to reason that if you keep doing something the same way and keep doing the same thing, you're going to get that same result. You're not going to get a different result. So even though it may not be the definition of insanity, it does make sense. So the situation I was faced with today was dealing with someone who is a family member whom I love deeply, but they keep doing the same thing. And then when they do the same thing, they then turn around and have what I call a pity party for themselves. Well, this didn't go right, that didn't go right, and woe is me. And at one point, me being who I am, and I pray that this helps someone, because this was laid on my heart. Like I told you, this was not what I wanted to talk about tonight. But just before I got ready to get on the show, God changed all that. So I know that it's going to help someone. So for those of you listening, it used to be a time where I would go into debt I would borrow to help family members, other people, just help them out. And then I end up with that debt. And some stuff I'm still paying for today. That money that I borrowed for reasons that I didn't need to borrow. But I would do that to fix their situation. And it would be okay for a while. And then it would go right back. Because they haven't changed. And as much as it hurt me today, and I'm trying to get through this without getting teary or without getting emotional, but as much as it hurt me today, I had to leave it behind and leave them behind because I can't fix this. God is trying to get me somewhere. God is trying to do something in my life. And I can't keep going back and trying to fix everybody's issues. I have issues of my own. There are still things that God is working out in me and working out through me. So how can I'm never going to get fully where God wants me to be if I have to keep going back and picking you up and keep going back and fixing it. Keep going back and bailing you out of this when 3 months down the line or maybe 6 months down the line, you end up back in it. Change will come, but change is a choice. And that hit me like a ton of bricks today. Change is a choice. You have to choose to change. It's got to be something that you want. I can want it for them all day long. But until they want it and get that wake up call and want it for themselves, it serves no purpose. Change is a choice. You have to choose to change. I made a choice to change. I chose to change. I haven't always been saved. And there's some of you out there listening tonight who have not always been saved. And you know what that's like. You haven't always been saved. You haven't always done the right thing or said the right thing. But when you got sick and tired of being sick and tired, you made a choice. You made a choice to change. Change is a choice. And that's what hit me, like I said, like a ton of bricks today. Because I had to say, and finally had to say to myself, okay, you can't fix this one this time. They've got to pick themselves up, shake themselves off, and they got to want to change. Because if you fork out this amount of money, or if you go and you go back and you pick them up and try to drag them along, or if you provide this right here, then you're providing a crutch. Why would they change? Why will they make up in their mind that they're done doing it this way, that they're done going down the same path, and that they're going to change if they know that you've given them a crutch that they can stay in this position a little bit longer? So I actually exercised tough love today, and then I felt the pain. I felt the pain of leaving them behind. And I know that sounds harsh when you say you're leaving them behind. And it's not that I'm never going to be there for them. It's not that I'm never going to, you know, support or anything like that. That's not what I mean. What that means is I'm no longer carrying them on my back. Because I can't. And now I'm going to turn this around to those of you listening out there. It's hard when it comes to friendship, when it comes to family, when it comes to your children. It's hard to exercise tough love. It's hard to, so to speak, leave them behind. But some lessons are not going to be learned until they have to face or deal with the consequences of their actions, the consequences of their choices. No matter what we choose to, no matter what we choose, whether we choose good or we choose bad, there, well, no matter what way we react to things, there are always consequences to our actions. There's always a consequence to our choices. What that consequence is depends on what choice we make. So, to lighten your hearts tonight, for those of you who have faced this, for those of you who are dealing with this, maybe even dealing with it now, it's okay to say no. No is a complete sentence all by itself with no explanation behind it. No, period. You are not obligated for certain things. You are not obligated to give of your time. You're not obligated to give of your money to situations that are not going to benefit your household, that is going to take away from your well-being, that is going to take away from your peace of mind. There is no price on your peace. And this is a hard lesson that I am learning daily. And it's God constantly reminding me of why I had to write the book that he allowed me to write. Baggage, drop the weight. So if you've had to recently, or you may be realizing after listening to this show that, you know what, I'm going to have to say no. I can't go back and pick up my sister. She know that every time she called that dude, and she go back to him, every time she answer that phone, and she go back to him, and they get into it, and he raise his hand, and he hits her. And I know it sounds harsh, and you don't want them in there, but when you've already got them help, when you've already put them in a safe house, when you've already provided counseling or tried to get them to counseling, and they keep going back, as much as it hurts you, you may have to walk away and leave them behind. Continue to pray for them that God opens their eyes. Continue to pray for them that God covers them and that they make it out alive, that they make it out to where they need to, you know, they make it out in one piece. But you can't continue to carry them. You can't keep going back and getting your brother who refuses to get off the street. You can't keep going back and getting your cousin, your friend who knows that, you know what, they won't keep a job. And you bail them out one time. You bail them out another time. Then your bank account is getting low. You've even borrowed money or put your name on a loan to help them. And then they'll hold a job for a couple of months, and then they'll quit or get fired. And now you're left with a debt, something that's on your credit because of their bad choices. You can no longer do that. When you know that God is working in you and you're fighting to get where you need to be. When you're fighting and struggling tooth and nail, when you're crawling, trying to get where God is trying to get you. You're crawling now because you've got your sister on your back. You've got your brother on your back. You've got your cousin, your uncle. You've got your friend on your back. Where you were walking, getting where God had was trying to get you, now you find yourself crawling. You can no longer go back, and it hurts. And it's a pain that goes deep to your core. It's a pain that I don't wish for anybody to have to deal with or have to face or to have to handle or have to cope with. The pain of having to leave them behind. And it does not mean that you don't love them. It doesn't. It means that you love them because they have to learn. That sister has to get sick and tired of being sick and tired so that she can walk away. That brother has to see that the streets don't love him. That friend has to grow up, basically, and realize that if I don't pay my bills, then this stuff is going to get cut off. This is going to get repossessed. They have to learn, and if they always have that safety net or that crutch of you bailing them out, they'll never learn the lesson. It's called tough love, walking away. Instead of digging in your pocket, instead of spending your time and giving up your sleep and giving up your peace, instead of doing all that, get on your knees. Because there's only one person, there's only one that can fix it, that can turn it around, that can change mindsets, that can take the scale off of eyes, that can make them realize, and that's God. So that's when your prayer should shift. You're going to have to pray for yourself that you don't continue to get yourself in those situations to where you've dug a ditch for yourself and dug yourself in a hole, and now you're struggling to get yourself out and bring them out at the same time, and you're going to have to pray for them. That God covers them. Let his blood prevail. Let his blood cover them and protect them and shield them, and that God opens their eyes. That God takes the taste away from them. That God turns their mindset, changes their mindset, that he renews their mind. That God takes the scales off of their eyes. And while he's doing that and bringing them in, God protect them and shield them while you're working this out. And you continue to pray until you feel it in your spirit, until you feel it way down deep. And then begin to thank him for what you know he's going to do, because he hears you. When you pray and you put your stuff aside and you pray for those that you love and those that you've had to walk away from because it's a tough love situation, when you then take your hands out of it and ask God, and I've had to do this for myself over and over and over again, and that's why I can talk about it. God, let me take my hands off of it. Take my hands out of it. And you handle it, and don't let me put my hands back in it. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy at all. It'll be probably one of the toughest things you will ever have to do. But it's necessary. It's necessary for their healing, their deliverance. It's necessary for your deliverance. It's necessary for your peace. It's necessary for your process, for your journey, and your destiny and your purpose. All of that can be tied up and hemmed up and hindered because we keep going back to get so-and-so. We keep going back and trying to fix it. We keep going back and trying to change it. We keep going back to give that hand. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with giving someone a hand up. Because someone gave me a hand up. And I'm grateful. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about giving someone a hand up. Because everybody can use some help at some point in their life. Excuse me. Everybody. That's not what I'm speaking about. I'm talking about, instead of giving them a hand up, you're passing them a crutch. Saying, here, lean on this. Don't walk on your own. Don't stand up on your own. Don't work it out on your own. Here, lean on this crutch. And that crutch is you. That crutch is me. And we're not doing anything but hindering our process and our progress and hindering theirs. In ways, we become not just a crutch, but a stumbling block. Not necessarily making them stumble and fall back into it, but kind of like a stumbler where they, let me change that. Not a stumbling block, but a block, period, a wall. Because that crutch causes them, when they hit that wall, they got a crutch to lean on. They're not going past it. They're not going around it. They're not going over it. They're staying right there where they are. Does that make sense? I really want this to resonate with someone. I really want this to hit home because it hit home for me today. It's painful. It hurts. You may shed some tears. Don't do it in front of them. You may shed some tears, though. But sometimes you have to. You have to walk away and leave that situation. Leave them behind and pray that they find their way, that God is already there waiting on them, that they find God. Pray for their salvation. Pray for their healing, for their deliverance. But we are not God. So we have to be careful in helping others, be careful in trying, even when we're helping others, that we don't take on that mentality. There's things that we cannot fix. There's things that we cannot turn around. There are things that we can't make it better. We can put a Band-Aid on it, but we're not healing it. That's bigger than us. That's God's job. We're not delivering anybody. We can be a mouthpiece. We can be an example. But it's no good thing that we've done. It's not done. It's not us. It's God working through us. But even God gives us wisdom. Ask for discernment. Lord, should I walk away from this? What do you want me to do? If you're not telling me to totally walk away, then God, how do I help? How do you want me to help? Because the way I've been helping isn't helping. The way that I've been doing it isn't helping. So how do you want me to help? How do you want to use me in this situation? How do you want to utilize me as your vessel to help in this situation? And if I have to walk away, then give me strength to walk away. But if there's something you want me to do, some way you want me to operate, then show me. And then you follow his instructions. This was not the show that I was supposed to have tonight. But then again, it was the show I was supposed to have tonight. I had planned something else. Popping on here, talking about, something real quick. Talking about what's coming up and all this other stuff and then this hit me. And I said, okay, Lord, because I have to be obedient. And like I said, this show may not be for everybody, but it is for somebody and I believe that, because if not, then God wouldn't allow me talked about it, he would not have laid it in my heart and in my spirit to talk about tonight. Tough love. And just to touch on the subject of our children, there's a lot of us, we are mothers, we are fathers, we're parents, we try to nurture them, we try to guide them, we try to lead them, we try to do all these things. And that's what we're there for. And like I said earlier, mothers, it's hard for us sometimes because we are nurturers. We want to just cradle them because they're our babies. It doesn't matter how old they get. They're always going to be our babies. But they grow up. They grow up and they make choices, and their choices are not always our choices. They're not always the ones that we want them to decide when we know that there's a better choice out there. But we love them, and we love them unconditionally. Unconditionally. There's no limits. There's no stipulation on my love for my son. If you do this, then I love you. No, that's not how it works with a parent, and we all know this. I love him regardless. And for those who know me on a personal note, they know that my heartstring is my son. I would turn to Mama Bear in a split second if I feel like something's wrong or somebody's harming my son. And I say it all the time, he is my heartbeat and my headache at the same time. He's 16 years old. He's a teenager. And teenagers do what teenagers do. They don't always make the right choices. And I have to reflect, and it's hard for me because I am a nurturer. I want to cuddle him and coddle him all the time, but he's not a baby anymore. He's going to always be my baby, but he's not a baby anymore. And as I see him growing and he's growing up to be a man, I just want to know that he has that, you know, he's going to be okay. And that's the same with a lot of us parents. We do. We want them to be okay, and we want to know that what we taught them and what we instilled in them, they get it. But at the end of the day, all we can do is live the life before them. Teach them the way. They have a process. They have to walk that thing out, and it can hurt. And when you have to show tough love to your child, oh, my goodness, painful. Because remember, you know them when they was growing in, especially with the mamas, when they was growing in your belly. When they were just, you know, you remember when you look at them, you see them when they were falling down trying to walk. You don't see that 27-year-old grown woman. You don't see that 30-year-old grown man. You don't see that 16, 17, 18-year-old teenager. When you look at them, you see them when their first tooth came in, when they could barely speak, and they were trying to formulate words, dada, mama. That's what we see. And we want to cradle them, and we want to protect them from all hurt. We don't want them to hit the wall that we see they're getting ready to hit. But it's tough love. And we have to say no sometimes, even though it breaks our heart. And even sometimes we have to walk away and leave them there. Not that you're leaving your child, not that you're not being a parent, but we have to let them learn from and deal with the consequences of their choices. And take them to God as well. Parents, this is coming from a parent who knows, who deals with it, have dealt with it. And the more I go every day, and the more I run into people, and people message me and tell me, you know, they're grateful for my book. That is why I wrote it. Yes, I wrote it. God allowed me to write it and gave me the vision to write it so that it can help encourage other people. They can realize things that they have been carrying, things that they know that they got to drop off of them that they can no longer carry in order to get to where God is calling them to be. But I also wrote it because even though I've already dealt with those situations in the book, those situations aren't going nowhere because all of those situations and those circumstances and those things in that book are things that are present in my life besides my past. All of those things are still there. I still have titles. I'm still a mother. I still have relationships, friendships, relationships. I still deal with people. All of those things are still present in my life. So, you know, I've dealt with them in certain situations. I've dealt with them before, but then there comes times where I have to deal with them again. And I was faced with that today, twice. And that's why God allowed me to come on tonight, and he told me, just before the show was getting ready, that this is what I was supposed to talk about tonight. Because somebody's going to be blessed tonight by this. I was blessed when God helped me to realize. And what I realized, even though it was painful, I realized that I'm growing. You ever heard the saying where it says growing pains? I realized that I am growing. I'm growing in strength. I'm growing in wisdom to know when to say no and when to walk away. I'm growing in maturity. I'm growing in so many areas. And it is, I'm experiencing some growing pains. But I thank God because I see myself growing. I see myself maturing. And part of my prayer is always, God, give me wisdom. And I ask for wisdom in every area of my life. Give me wisdom in my home. Give me wisdom on my job. Give me wisdom in my finances. Wisdom in my ministry. Wisdom concerning my show. Wisdom concerning my business. Wisdom concerning my child. God, give me wisdom. With everything you're allowing me to do, with everything you've given my hands to do, with all the instructions and the directions and strategies that you're giving me, give me wisdom. It's one thing to know what we're doing and to know what we have to do and know where God is taking us. But if we don't know how to operate and we're not using the wisdom, then we can still be lost. So I really pray that that blessed someone, because it blessed me. And I'm going to end the show, but I want to say, stay encouraged. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not a bad person if you have to tell someone no. You're not a bad person and you're not evil if you have to let someone experience the consequences of their choices. Remember, change is a choice. When you won't change, you got to make the choice to change. Change is a choice. And not only that, it's okay that you don't carry everyone. Our shoulders were not meant to carry everybody or to carry everything. Sometimes you have to walk away. Walking away from the people you love the most in this world is not easy, but sometimes it's necessary. So, whether it be your friend, your family, your children, or just a situation in general, seek God on how to handle it. But know that if you have to exercise tough love and you have to leave that thing behind or that person behind, that you may experience some pain. But at the end of the day, it was the right thing for them, for you, for your peace, for your journey, for your progress. So I leave you tonight with saying, be encouraged. We face things. We're going to face things on a daily basis. And something I like to say that I've added to when I pray in the morning, my prayer time is usually when I'm driving in my car headed to work in the morning. And then when I'm, you know, when I'm not working on my days off, I get up in the morning and I just, you know, I just pray. And at night, you know, I pray, you know, before I go to bed. You know, I admit sometimes I fall asleep, but I know I've prayed that morning. So I try, you know, on my way to work, talking to God. One thing that I have included in that is, God, the outcome is up to you. He knows our end. He already knows what we're going to face through the day. He already knows what, you know, what is before us. I ask God to go before me. And I tell him, the outcome belongs to you. The outcome of this day, the outcome of this next minute, the outcome of this next hour, the outcome belongs to you. The outcome of my life belongs to you, God. And I trust you. Give me strength. Give me direction. And give me wisdom. But the outcome belongs to you. So whatever you have to face in a day, whomever you have to face, whatever situation, whatever person, trust God with the outcome. Seek him and trust him for the outcome. I love you guys. Thank you for lending me your ear. Thank you for allowing me to be transparent tonight with some things that I had to face today that hurt. They hurt. They were difficult. It was hard. But it was something that I had to do. Thank you for allowing me to be transparent. and understanding that I can't always call names. I can't go into great, great, great detail, but I know that if you heard me, you heard me, which means I didn't have to call names. I didn't have to explain the whole situation, but you heard me because you dealt with or you're dealing with some of the same situation. So I love you guys. I'll be showing up in the same space next week. May have a guest, may not. God is really doing something different this year with my show and with everything that's going on, and I'm still working on the visual part of it. So you guys just bear with me. It's coming. I'm not computer savvy. You guys know that. So that's been kind of, you know, a situation for me, how to deal with it and how to work that out. But you guys just know that tough love has to be exercised sometimes. Sometimes you have to activate and you have to exercise that tough love. And it is painful. But it's okay if it is where God is leading you or God has told you that you have to walk away from that situation. Give it to God and let him handle it, because he can. There's nothing too hard for him. There's not a situation that he can't turn around. There's not a problem that he can't solve. So know that I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for lending me your ear. Thank you for your consistency. Thank you, oh, thank you for your support. I was getting ready to go into prayer mode. Thank you. I was getting ready to go into prayer mode, and who knows, maybe that's the way God wants me to start doing this show. I don't know yet, but I'm going to continue to seek him for how he wants me to elevate this show this year, because it's going to be elevated. It's going to be elevated in a way that he wants me to elevate it, so that he gets the glory. And whatever I do, I know that he has to get the glory out of it, because all glory belongs to him. So you guys join me next week for another episode or show of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm here to encourage. I'm here to inspire. I'm here to motivate. I'm here to push and just encourage you to go forward in every area of your life. Sometimes I may be a little harsh. Sometimes I may come at you and say, this is what it is. It is what it is. But it's all in love, and it's all to get you from where you are to the next place, that get you, at least get you moving in the direction that God has intended for you to go. Thank you so much. And I pray that for those of you who are listening tonight and this has touched your heart, that you listen to it and take heed. Thank you, guys. As I always say, good night, and you guys be blessed. Until next week, I'm getting ready to, I do not own, before I get off, I do not own the rights to this song, but this is also my girl Zion singing God is Good. So you guys check her out. You can buy this on Amazon, both her songs, the one I played at the beginning, that was just a little snippet of it, Whole Life, and then this is just a little snippet of God is Good. I'm going to end the show with that. I do not own the rights to this song, but you can purchase it on Amazon. Look for Zion, God is Good, and you can purchase it there. You guys have a blessed night.
That is good.
God is all the time. He is good. God is good all the time. He is good. God is all the time. He is good. God is good all the time. He is good.
God is good all the time. Every day on my mind. All the time you are good. Spreading love through the hood. Coming with the X and O's when everybody's telling you no. Never ever lose your faith. Warrior, keep running this race. One time they can't stop ya. Two times call on the Father. Three times Holy Spirit. Speaking to me, I see clearly. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. I said I shouldn't be here. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. I said I shouldn't be here.